WPHM. You're waking up with Paul Miller on 1380 WPHM.
All right, it's Wednesday morning, and identifying a year starting with 19, no, it's 20. The 2018, 2019 academic year is a week underway. Kevin Miller, the superintendent of St. Clair County RESA, with us right now. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Always good to be with you. Yeah, it is 2020.
It's the 19, oh, wait, the 2018. How time flies. How's everything at RESA?
Everything's great. Busy time.
Yeah.
Not only the school year beginning, and then we've got folks, cadre of folks all over the area, you know, doing training that the week before school and then the first days of school,
right.
Especially in the area of special needs students. And so it's a busy time there. We're also working with not only our educators, educational leaders, but also community leaders on you've probably heard of the thing called the Marshall Plan from mm-hmm. the state of Michigan. So we're working. In fact, we have a meeting this afternoon with 17 other community leaders from the EDA and the chamber and, a lot of our community leaders plus educational leaders this afternoon. We're actually going to be one of the first out of the gate to apply for a Marshall Plan grant that will actually help all of our local districts with what we are terming career navigators. One of the problems that we've had, and I think we've spoken about mm-hmm. this in the past, is that too many students walk across the graduation stage and they really don't have any idea what they want to do. And so we need to do a better job all the way through our K-12 educational system of helping them. And our local districts have a lot on their hands to be able to do what they do, curriculum-wise. So we've, as Arisa said, we'll work with our local districts. We'll apply for this grant. We'll work with our community leaders, the Economic Development Alliance. We've been a partner with the EDA for really 10 years on the career and college readiness system that we've kind of enacted and put together and been working on. But a couple of years ago, we made a decision to, we call it our design for the future. That's all around career exploration. We've got to do a better job of helping students to understand what it is they're learning and how it applies toward a future career.
Yeah.
And then have them have exploration opportunities to be able to see what that career looks like actually in work. And so we're embarking on this Marshall Plan grant process to provide navigators that will actually assist students in the buildings with career exploration, internship opportunities, job shadows, provide an opportunity even upon graduation for the possibility of going to work right out of high school while they're pursuing their schooling after high school as well. So it would be a unique endeavor, I think, as far as impacting every single student and helping them to establish a plan before they graduate. Obviously, plans change.
Sure.
And if we look at data, you're going to change careers three, four,
right.
or five times.
Yeah.
But at least initially, have a plan for why you're going to pursue what you're going to pursue after high school. Don't just go to college, go to schooling after high school with a plan of attack. Yeah. And that way, what we're finding, Paul, is that students are dropping out of record numbers with debt because they went without a plan.
Right.
And then they get there and they say, they don't know what I want to do. Why am I here?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the key is to have that plan and be passionate about something when they graduate. And so that's what we're doing.
And to find those students that don't have a plan or know what they want to do and try and guide them in some way towards something that they're interested in and can do well at.
Exactly. We have a product that we subscribe to on behalf of all seven of our local school districts called Career Cruising. Career Cruising is a kind of a roadmap, if you will. It allows you to do your own resume. It allows you to actually, through a thing called My Bright Future, in the state, to communicate with folks on the job. So if you're interested in engineering, you can actually talk with engineers via instant message or actually communicate via email with mm-hmm. them, set up an opportunity to visit their. And we hear stories all the time of students, and we've talked about our manufacturing
mm-hmm.
visits that
yeah.
we do on
yeah.
Manufacturing Day. That's resulted in dozens of stories where students have changed career paths based on visits there and are now working for the company that they
mm-hmm.
visited on that day. It just gives them an opportunity to explore. I think the word explore is huge.
Right.
The more exploration we do, the more knowledge you have, the better you're able to make up your mind about what you'd like to do. If you don't know what you don't know,
yeah,
it's hard to set a career path to say, oh, I want to be that, if you have no idea what that is.
Right. Well,
really
that's
is.
The biggest change that I've seen in education in the last 10 years or so is because it used to be, okay, we want to get these kids through high school. We want to, you know, make sure they get good grades, and hopefully they go to college, but we don't really care because we just need to get them through 12th grade, and then we're done. And then we bring in a bunch of new students. And now there really is an emphasis on what happens after 12th grade.
Yeah. If you would, I would talk to most of our educational leaders around the state, and specifically locally, I can vouch for this, is that we really believe we're K-16 folks. We're kindergarten through getting them to and through an experience after high school. Now, when I use the word college, it's a broad definition. I don't mean just a four-year university.
Right.
That could be a 30-hour opportunity for certification that gives you a welding certificate. It could be a number of things that are schooling that prepare you for a potential career after high school. But we've got to give kids, I think, more exploration opportunities while they're in school, kind of guide them down the path. Right now, if you surveyed our students in the middle school, the number one thing, and I can tell you this because the data says it, the number one thing they're going to be is a pro athlete. Well, we know how many of our middle school students are going to be pro athletes.
Right.
Probably none.
Yeah.
Maybe one, you know, and in several, you know, years that go by, we've had a couple from the Blue Water area that have actually that have actually done that. But, you know, we need to have those conversations of, well, you know, that can be a, if that happens, fantastic. Let's create a really good plan, though, because that's not likely to happen.
Yeah.
So we need to have those conversations in middle school, give them experiences. So we're looking at, as part of our systemic approach to this, we're looking at career fairs. We're looking at bringing the largest statewide career fair here to the Blue Water area in the next 2 years. It's called My Career Quest. Actually, we're visiting one with some educational and community leaders at the end of November after Thanksgiving on the 28th in Novi. We went to one earlier this year in Grand Rapids to see it for the first time, and it just blew me away. And one day, and it's all hands-on, Paul. You go in and you watch 10,000 students throughout the day explore several different career pathways from healthcare, which we know is probably the number one pathway right now in jobs that are going to be available to IT, which would be very close second, and cybersecurity, and all these opportunities for jobs that they may not know what those jobs are, but they actually get to see it in person, what those people do, and talk with those people. So we'd like to bring one of those to the Blue Water area at the convention center here in the not too distant future. But then year by year, actually organize activities and exploration opportunities for students to be able to, the more they explore, the more they'll know,
right,
and the more then they can make up their mind. I think that's the big key.
Last year, there was a big initiative to try and get more infrastructure in terms of internet accessibility in St. Clair County. How's that going?
We are working with several partners now, and actually a company called, and for those who have never heard of this company, look them up. It's incredible. I heard a podcast yesterday where they actually mentioned St. Clair County RESA, but it's a company called 123net. They're out of Southfield. They have a huge infrastructure in the state, and they actually have what's called an internet exchange. So they have, if you think of it, it's a big room with a cabinet, and all the internet vendors and companies collide in this cabinet. So, I mean, you got companies that store data there, like Twitter and Facebook and Google. You know, so when we went down and visited this company, we're working with them on a trade agreement that would give them a couple of strands of fiber throughout our 200-mile network here in the Blue Water area to get us a pathway down into that cabinet, one. Two, they're going to do about a 10-mile build for us here in Port Huron that goes right through our business sector and connects to our fiber up on Keewaudin and down at our fiber near the old Mercy Hospital, Lake Huron Medical Center. Mm-hmm. What that does then is provides us with redundancy on our network. It provides us with a second path for IT signal data to get to our schools. Right now, we just have one path. And if somebody were to cut it or a squirrel chews through it, the entire network goes down. So we're working on these redundants. Well, that's going to be free to us, that build. So when you see people along Pine Grove that look like they're laying fiber optic cable in the ground, that's going to be our trade agreement with 1-3-net. The other thing that it's done, back when we started buying internet, we paid about $25 a meg for internet access. Last year, it was around $2.50 a meg. This year, in that internet exchange, getting access to multiple companies, we're going to pay around 50 cents
wow.
a meg.
Yeah.
So literally, on behalf of our local districts, we're going to be able to give them internet access and spend our money then on the infrastructure, 20-year-old infrastructure that we need to rehabilitate.
Right.
You know, so that's a great question. We're working. If you'd have told me when I, you know, took the job at Risa 3.5 years ago that I'd be spending a lot of time on IT and fiber optic
right.
cable,
yeah.
I'd have said, okay. But that's
it's
the
essential.
World today.
You need it.
It's so important.
Yeah.
Everything we do is fed through fiber. And it's the backbone to get information to and from wherever you're going to go.
Yeah, that's not the fun part. That's not the part that we like to use.
It's not the sexy piece
right,
of,
exactly.
of education.
But
yeah.
without it, you got nothing.
Absolutely.
So.
But, so it's keeping me busy that way. But I love my job because it's so different every single day. But we're, everything we do, we're trying to do on behalf of our local school districts, lower cost for them because mm-hmm. we know that if we lower cost allows them to spend more money directly into the classroom on things that they need to do. And I'm proud of our local districts. A couple of them did some building over the summer, KPAC and Port Huron especially. Yeah. Great facilities they're providing now for their students. Very modern facilities. Just changing lighting, Paul, in a classroom makes a whole lot of difference.
Sure.
We learned a lot about learning and what natural light does and what white LED light does.
Yep.
And so we've learned so much through the years, and what our local districts are doing and providing as far as a learning atmosphere is tremendous.
It's an exciting time in education.
It is. And I mean, with all we say negative, and there are teacher shortages throughout the state, it's also a really positive time and what our districts are evolving into in a modern learning is something to be proud of.
Yeah, good stuff. Kevin, thanks for coming in. Always
appreciate
it.